Is Drew Brees' greatest strength his football instinct, his intellect?
It's definitely one of them. I mean, he's extremely smart. He throws the ball really, really well downfield, and he moves really well in the pocket. So, I mean, all around, I mean, he's a 15-year veteran that's been playing at a high level for a long time. He's an outstanding quarterback.
You know, last week the Falcons were 50% on third down. Take the number out of it for a minute. How important is just getting a key third down against a guy like a Drew Brees or interception or a takeaway at one point in the game, knowing it's tough to stop someone completely?
Oh, that would be huge. And the third down emphasis is something that we'll definitely work on. We can't keep allowing drives to extend like that. Number one, it leaves us vulnerable. We're on the field more, and then we're taking opportunities away from the offense. So getting off on third down will be huge moving forward.
Spend a little time encouraging the offense. Stay on the field.
I mean, they're doing a great job. I mean, they're scoring points. You know, they have long drives themselves. So we want to get them the ball as much as possible.
What have you been doing? I know you can talk about it and you can look at it, but how can you get off the field in those situations? Because they've crept up a lot this year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it all starts third down. A lot of it starts with pressure, getting pressure on the quarterback, but then also being great in the back end. We say rush and cover need to work together. So we're going to work on it more in practice. We'll probably install some new looks and find out what works best for us.
Ask Telvin if he plays this week. We're just trying to see which one's tougher.
He is. 50 got me, no doubt about it.
How important is a strong finisher at the end of the season?
I always think it's very important. You want to play your best ball at the end of the year. So regardless of our circumstances, what you know, record, playoffs, whatever it is, we want to finish at playing at our highest level.
Can you carry momentum forward into the offseason?
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. If we play to the best of our abilities, to finish this year off strong, you'll have that great positive feeling going into the offseason, and that can carry over.